In another ruling today, the Supreme Court said that Alabama prison guards should have known that handcuffing an inmate to a hitching post and denying him access to water in the bathroom was cruel and unusual punishment. In a 6-3 decision, the court ruled that the inmate has the right to sue the guards. In writing for the majority, Justice John Paul Stevens said the obvious cruelty of the practice should have put the guards on notice that they were violating the inmate's constitutional rights. Stevens called the practice degrading and dangerous. The decision has broad implications for states claiming immunity from lawsuits aimed at officials, such as prison guards. Joining us now is Richard Cohen, the general counsel for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mr. Cohen, can you explain to us the significance of this decision?
I think it really has a twofold significance. First, it's going to restore a measure of sanity to civil rights litigation in the Deep South. And second, I think it's an important affirmation of just the basic principle of human dignity. Sometimes we think of prisoners as less than human, and this decision affirms the fact that they have rights that can't be violated.
What do you mean when you say it's going to restore a measure of sanity? What are you saying by that?
Well, up to now, prison guards and other state officials haven't just enjoyed what's called qualified immunity from damage actions in the 11th Circuit. Instead, they've enjoyed almost absolute immunity from damages. The 11th Circuit has said you can't sue someone for damages unless you can point to a prior decision where the facts were basically virtually identical. The Supreme Court has said that's the wrong test. The test, instead of the identity of the facts, is what were the principles involved? And those earlier principles give you fair warning that your conduct violated the law. And, you know, that's an important statement because in the 11th Circuit ups now, lawyers have been terribly discouraged because cases have come to them, clients have come to them where, you know, their rights have been violated in an egregious way, yet the prison officials or state officials have been able to hide behind irrelevant factual distinctions, minor factual distinctions, and say, well, look, our case is different. And now that will no longer take place.
Now, in a statement issued today, Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor said that the Supreme Court rendered a decision in a hypothetical case that bears little resemblance to the actual facts of this case.
Well, you know, the court decided the case that came before it. The Attorney General argued all kinds of things in the Court of Appeals, said that the guards put Mr. Hope on the hitching post in order to persuade him to go back to work, made all kinds of claims. The problem was that the Attorney General never made those claims in the court below. And so the Supreme Court, you know, can't decide a case based on what the Alabama Attorney General says once he gets to the Supreme Court. Instead, as an appellate court, it can only take the record as it finds it. So to the extent that there were facts that weren't in the record that the Attorney General would like to be there, he has no one to blame but himself.
What effect is this going to have on prison practices in the future, do you think?
Well, I think that the prison guards are going to have to respect the rights of inmates like Larry Hope to a far greater degree than they did before. I think that they're going to not be able to hide behind this qualified immunity doctrine that existed in the 11th Circuit. I think in Alabama in particular, there's no chance now that the state will try to revive its barbaric practice of torturing inmates by putting them on the hitching post. And, you know, and that's a very, very important thing.
A number of states were concerned with this case because of the implications for future lawsuits wanting immunity for, not just prison guards, but other state officials.
Sure.
Do you think there's going to be a sort of flurry of lawsuits now aimed at individuals who work for states or state institutions?
No. I mean, I think that the sky is falling. You know, claim that those states made is, you know, wildly overblown. The fact of the matter is that the 11th Circuit judges were out of step with the judges in other circuits, as well as with the Supreme Court. And this decision will have the salutary effect of putting them back in line and kind of restoring a measure of balance to civil rights litigation in the Deep South.
Richard Cohen is the general counsel for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Thanks very much, Mr. Cohen.
Thank you.